in education, one of the things that's important are what we call assessments. And assessments are just basically ways for the teacher to try to determine if what you're teaching is getting through and whether your students have learned or not. And so there's all kinds of ways to do assessments. You know, there are informal things like you maybe present on something and you ask questions. And then by the responses, you can kind of get a sense of what the students learn. Or if you have them maybe working on a group project or something like that, and they're engaged in some sort of activity, you kind of go and you visit the different groups and you kind of listen in and you ask them questions on, you know, what they're doing or how their experiment is going, or, you know, what they're learning from the process, or different things like that. So so there's kind of a distinction that you make between what are called formative assessments and summative assessments. So formative are the ones that are kind of the formational things. They're like the homework that you do getting the student ready for, you know, and helping them to develop the skills or knowledge or whatever it is that you're, the learning objectives that you're trying to accomplish. And then usually at the end of that, then that formative time, then you have what's called the summative. Okay, so then it's basically, show me what you know. Show me, you know, and this is what we commonly call the test, you know. So you give the students a test. And there can be other types of, you know, for example, in music, maybe it's giving a concert or a performance. You know, that would be kind of the summit or the high point of that assessment of the piece that you've been working on, or different things like that. So anyway, the reason I was thinking about this morning is because of the Book of Sirach. It says, as the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. And I think it's kind of common all the way around, because when you announce to the class, hey students, Friday we're going to have a test, and the universal reaction is, I don't think I've ever had, yes, I finally get the chance to show what I know, you know. And I think that a lot of us, you know, when we think about the tribulation being the test of the just, we kind of react as the same way. You know, when we encounter tribulations, it's like, yes, I finally get the chance to see how strong my faith is. This is awesome. Where most of us are like, kind of like the students, are like, oh man, do I have to? Can't we put it off another week? You know, do we? You know, and so, but if we think about it, there's truth in what Sirach is saying here, because, you know, we have all those things that are formative in our lives. You know, we study the faith, we pray, we try to grow up and grow in our faith. But there's a certain point that where the rubber meets the road. Okay, how strong is our faith? And the only way that we can really determine that is when we go through some sort of trial or some sort of tribulation. It helps us to, those things can be good for us, because they show us areas of weakness, or areas where we know to need to grow, or areas where our faith is still yet lacking. And so that's why the tribulations that we experience in our life can really be incredible opportunities for growth. Because ultimately for us, the big summative assessment is when we die. And that's pass fail, you know. Pass, we're good, we're in, we're having fail, you know, what happens. And so all of these things that we experience during the course of this life are really our formation in life. And so the good thing is, as long as we're alive, even if we fail the test, we get another opportunity. We get a chance to grow. And so it's important for us then to look at those times of tribulation in life, and the times where we think that we have failed, because we can really gain a lot from that. You know, honestly, a lot of times I learn a lot more from my failure than from the things I do. I'll give an example. I was taking the bus driver test this one time, and in every like 5 years or something, you just have to do a quick drive around the block, and it's a little more than it's a couple miles. It's around the block, but usually it's like no big deal. You don't have to do the written part or anything like that. Usually it just takes like, you know, 15 minutes. It's okay. So I'm going, and I'm driving, you know, and there's always a railroad crossing that you have to do, and so I did my, you know, railroad crossing, and then I get back, and she's like, "Well, I'm sorry, you failed." I'm like, "What? What do you mean I failed?" Like, "Well, you're supposed to turn off your, so you put on the yellow flashers when you approach the, and so you have to wait until your bumper has crossed at least, I think, 15 feet past the last track, before you turn them off. You turned your flashers off earlier." I'm like, so now, and so I failed the test. And so I could tell you, every time that I do a stop at a railroad crossing now, I wait until my bumper is at least 15 feet past the last track before I shut off my blinkers. I learned from that mistake, you know, and it's something that I don't want to repeat again. And so it's the same way in terms of our faith. In those areas in life, when we experience tribulation, or when we seem to have failed in something, it's an opportunity for growth for us, and it's an opportunity to look back and say, "Hey, you know, this is what I learned from this, and this is how I can grow from this." And when we work through those tribulations that we experience in life, because those tribulations are the test of the just, that is something that can help to prepare us then, as I said, for that final test. And that tribulation, that final tribulation of death. And when we go through our whole life seeking to grow and to learn, then death has become not something that we're afraid of. It's something that, in a certain sense, we look forward to, because we know we're ready. And the good thing about it is that we've got all the answers. we've got the key to the test. It's, you know, and so we know what to do. And it's when we haven't prepared, and so when we haven't taken those opportunities, that death becomes frightening for us. You know, because it's like, you know, I'm not ready for that. You know, so let us really do our best to strive to open our hearts. And one of the ways that we have to do that is we approach Lent this week. And so Lent is a great time of testing for us, and it helps us to open our hearts through tribulation, so that we may pass the test of the just.